Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I don't know, Nat. I don't know what the answer is. All I know is that we sit here today and you and I are formulating plans for, well, you know, that new idea I'm obsessed with. Do you guys want to know what the new idea is?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi, Hosens.
Hello, Hosens.
How are our Hosens doing?
You know, when we left your house today at lunch, and I said, later, Hosen, and your little girl laughed out loud. So cute.
She has a good personality. She has a good sense of humor, that one.
Yes, she does.
She likes to giggle.
You know, all of your kids have good personalities.
Personalities or sense of humor?
Sorry, sense of humor.
Yeah
personality is shit.
But
that's kind of crazy. You got three.
That all like to giggle.
Yeah.
And Max really likes to giggle, like giggle his face off.
Did I tell you the craziest thing?
No.
So you guys know we have 7 kids. My eldest, one, Taylor, was doing a thing in dance where everybody writes down a piece of paper about something they like about the person. They put it in a jar, and then they take the jar home, and they open it up, and they see what people like about
them.
So I'm reading them, and almost every single one starts out with, "You're so funny."
Huh.
Pardon? I says, "Squeeze me?" Everyone, you're so funny.
She does laugh a lot.
But she's, thanks for making me laugh so much. What does she do in dance? You know,
she does silly things. Doesn't she do, like, she, like, does her dance, her funny dances and, like.
Yeah, I see it so little.
Right.
But when I see it, I'm surprised by it.
Yeah.
But maybe she gives it, all right.
Like, even when she left, like, the car today.
Okay.
She's, like, whether it's intentional.
Yeah.
Or she's silly, she's a silly person.
She doesn't come across silly to me.
I mean, you see her run out of this car?
How'd she run?
Mom, buy my watch me, Mom. But Wait till I get in the door. Mom, like, it was funny. It's not average.
Now that wasn't her trying to be funny.
No, that's my point. She's like, Mom. Like, and then she's like grabbing her bag and she's like, watch me. Like,
God.
It's fun. It's like she's a Seinfeld character.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Welcome. And she was looking back and she's waving frantically.
Oh my.
Bye, Mom.
Oh my. You're in grade six.
I know. She doesn't try to be cool.
I know.
And I bet a lot of kids her age try to be cool.
Oh, okay.
So she would, they would never want someone to laugh at them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And she's like, did she think she's funny?
I should ask her. I don't know.
You ask her that question.
Okay. So guys, welcome to the podcast, you know, a podcast. This podcast is a mix of, it's got a business side to it where we talk about our journey, but we also have a personal side. And then we always like to bring out the mom truth at the bottom line.
At the hardcore, hard on, hardcore, whatever that word
and
is.
And I don't know if you guys heard or we talked about this, but we recently found out that we were nominated for an iHeart Radio podcast awards.
And I didn't believe it. I didn't even open the email. Yeah. I thought it was spam.
I'm really lucky I opened it. It is the second year that they're having these. I hope
awards?
We didn't talk about this last week.
But I don't think we did.
No.
It.
And we opened it up and we were nominated in a category. And it's the second year they're doing podcast awards because podcasts are new, relatively newer, have risen in popularity.
They're newer, mainstream now. Mm-hmm.
And we're nominated. We didn't even know there was an awards. And we're flying out to LA to go to this awards show. I'll be honest, I don't listen to podcasts.
I know I do. I'm more of a podcast listener to you, but I don't, you know what I said to Sam, which was so interesting.
Yes.
I don't necessarily like listening to guests. Like, I don't, because often I don't know who the guest is.
And you choose to listen to the podcast because you like the personality of the podcaster.
Yeah, because she asked, would you guys be open to having mm-hmm, guests on mm-hmm. your podcast? And I'm like, but for what? You know, like, for what? And she was like, well, for, I'm like, exactly, like, what would we talk about? Like, would we be like, so, tell me about...
And then there's some there are some podcasts that are like interview style, right? So that's what you go there
yes.
for. Some of you go to
I asked
for.
Her, what is your favorite interviewing? And she said Goop. She's like,
God, everyone loves Goop, eh?
But Goop is Goop. She's like, it's Goopy. Hilarious. I was like, Goopy is a good one. But she's like, it's Goop. And... There, it's informational because
yeah.
Goop is informational.
Yeah,
we are not informational.
No, they're trying to educate people on different topics that the host isn't necessarily an expert in.
Yeah, and if we had a Lahoozer on ours, we'd be like, oh, if they were boring,
we'd have to cut the thing and not even put it up because we're not going to deliver you guys shit. We're going to deliver you what you want.
And not to say that people, like, interviewing people would be shit, because that sounds terrible, but it would definitely be a different vibe where we'd have to sit and actually, we'd want to have to know what they have to say.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have to make a very interesting topic, like when we talk, you know, I'd love to talk to Kramer Curl.
Like, about her truth?
Her truth, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's really interesting, and... As a woman and as a mom, and I think, like, that hot topic that she navigates, being cheated on, like, what does that feel like and how do you do that? Like, because I think a lot of people don't talk. Like, that would be an interesting one to me.
What about interviewing Jessica Biel after finding...
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Obviously. But would she go? Would she even talk about it? Probably not.
No.
The things I want to talk about, people don't want to talk about.
Exactly. But the crazy thing also about our... here's who lives here.
Yep.
About our podcast is when we started, you know, we saw all these people that had, like, studios, theaters, mics, headphones, computer...
Oh, my God. Switcherboards.
All these things. And we were just like, we're ready to start. We don't have time. We don't want to do... Let's just use our iPhone.
Yeah.
And now... From sitting in the car with an iPhone to being nominated for a best podcast in our category. Guys, that's fucking crazy.
Crazy.
And then we just went to an awards show where we were an awards party where we were nominated for being a big influencer in our city, which is really cool too. I mean, but you know, it's hard to feel this stuff.
And if I was to be honest, it doesn't mean much to me. Is that weird? Like,
no.
I'm not like, oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe that's why we can't feel it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, whatever.
When are we going to feel something that means so much to us that we're going to be, like, so excited?
I will tell you, I feel like now, God, this is very honest. Let's just go here since we do this podcast shit. Now I feel like always our income has been extra
mm-hmm.
to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Now it feels like a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no longer like a slush fund.
Right.
It's like you have to contribute.
I know. How the fuck did we get here?
I don't know. And that feels scary. That feels uncomfortable. That feels like, because Nat and I's business is based on us. Like, it's based on our personalities. So if you become...
We better not lose our personalities.
Yeah, if you become like a suck bag.
No, but imagine we woke up one day.
No, you always say, you got to stop saying this.
Oh, I've said it?
Oh my God.
And I'm just boring?
Multiple times.
Because, you know,
we
sometimes...
We were in Florida and you keep saying it. I'm like, stop it. You've said it like four times.
I wake up and we're like, try to do something and I'm just like, I don't know.
No, like, you're like, if ever, you are clearly something's on your mind. Because you've said it a few times.
What did I say?
Like that we just, it just, this just, we just stop. Like nothing, like we're not interesting anymore.
Okay, I don't.
And like we don't resonate with people anymore. Oh, and we don't.
I mean, I'm not really worried about that. Because I.
No, but you know what happens when we say things.
But because as, no, I'm can't. Not actually worried about that. Because I know as a personality, I've always been able to resonate with people, right? So that's never going to go away. But what I imagine, you woke up and your personality changed.
Yeah.
And you were like a different person.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to anyone?
Yeah.
What happens? They get depressed.
Or they just like, they lose interest. If you lose interest in what you're doing, you're going to be bored.
No, I mean as a person.
Yes, but I think that personality transcends. Like if you, like our team members say, if you guys don't like it, it doesn't work. We are boring.
But what if I woke up one day?
Yeah, but you...
And I was somebody else.
Yes. Well, then now we're like,
see,
you got abducted
about.
By aliens.
Yeah.
Well, now you're
and
fucking...
I like had an accent or something. Hasn't that happened before?
No, unless you get hit on the head. Amnesia.
That's funny when that happens. Do you remember there was a story about a girl who got, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden she had an accent? That'd be cool.
Madonna?
No. Also Johnny Depp.
Yeah, there
you
go.
You're American.
Yeah, you're not.
Why do you talk British?
You are, because he did a movie once and he did a thing.
Oh, he got addicted to it. I like your earring. I like that earring on you. That looks the best on you.
Thank you.
Don't lose it.
I've got two.
Well, yeah, one in each ear. That's a good idea.
Anyways, I really do feel the pressure. I don't like that pressure. I don't like feeling like I have to. I know that is such a spoiled conversation to have. But when it's you, when it's on your, like, when it's not like you go to a job and someone else is paying your salary, when you pay yourself and you pay a lot of other people, I don't like that feeling. And I don't like that, like, the shows... We could understand our income based on the shows we were doing.
Should we fire the team so there's less to pay?
I know. Then I'm like, oh my. But then how?
Alexis, no. Sam, no. Lindsay, let's get rid of those three for sure.
Oh. Wow. Well, no Christmas gift and you're fired.
You know, they're really draining our account.
It's really crazy how much we pay people.
I'm just kidding, girls.
Anyway, it does shock me.
When you go on tour and you're looking at the bus, the driver, everyone on the bus, everyone working in the theater, everything is being paid
by you
because of you and me.
Yeah, and that also feels like, that feels also like, holy fuck.
No, but do they think about it?
Like, nope. Nobody
like, does.
Like,
the guy who's putting the, like, is the guy that's putting, sweeping the stage know that we're paying him to be there?
No, not because the theater, like, he's hired by, he does this every day for every person who walks in, so he's not like, oh my God, these people, thank you, these, like, you know what I mean? No. But, no, definitely the pressure.
Does everybody on the bus know that we're paying for their lunch?
Nope.
Okay, right. They don't think that. They think
they don't have. They don't have to think that. But I think, not that I'm like, oh my God, I'm paying for your lunch. I'm just like, the magnitude.
You're just like, that's a lunch I could have had.
But without them, we couldn't have it. It's very tricky. So the magnitude.
I could have a better lunch. They didn't have lunch.
I will tell you though, that, oh God, I can't. Did we talk about attitude last time? I think we did. That.
Like, I could have two lunches.
Shut up.
If okay.
Clearly you're all fired, so watch out. And you know if you get a call from Nat, you're out.
So you're not having lunch and you don't have a job.
I love it. You're out. Sorry, guys. Nat's decided that she wanted two lunches and you took her lunch.
You know, maybe we should put people on a budget of like you could only get a Happy Meal.
Now you sound rude.
On tour.
Now you sound...
Well, same with us. We need to stop spending money on 60 McNuggets.
We don't really.
I'm kidding.
We buy one meal. That's the other thing. They all get a per diem. But at least then we could actually understand what we made. And now, since we have like given up like the big tour for a short term, it's like, well, we're back to where we started before tour, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think about that, we started tour to make an income.
And now we quit tour.
And now we've got to go back and refigure how do we make an income without... This is a great podcast.
And I'm so excited to make our new dreams come to life. Like, to do it. It's like tour. It's like
we have them?
Well, I asked.
No, I'm saying, but that's a very small dream. That's very small.
Well, I'm hoping it's not going to be small.
Okay, got it. So basically, if we are talking between the lines, we are back to square one again. So if you didn't go back in the podcast, we were at a standstill because brands were really quiet for a few months, and we were like, holy fuck, we have a whole team to pay. That's probably what I'm feeling. We have a whole team to pay. We have, we have so much to pay and no income coming in.
And the thing is, when you, a business like ours, like, let's say you have a normal job, a regular job, you have a consistent pay. Nothing about our business is consistent. Nothing is guaranteed. Everything could stop tomorrow, or everything could be so much bigger tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's not consistent, but all of the people on salary have a consistent salary.
Oh my God,
they're not getting paid based on what we make.
They don't have to worry about it, where you and I have the pressure, but that's why when you're working for an entrepreneur and you see how much they make, they have the most risk. So you don't, even though you feel like you're working harder than them, you don't get to make what they, you don't get access to that money because they're the ones with the idea and the risk.
And the risk.
You like, so it's like when you put an investment in, the more you risk, the more you get back out of it.
Yeah.
So I know some people sit there and they're like, if you work for an entrepreneur and you're like, oh my God, they make so much money and they pay me this, and I work around the clock. Sorry, Toots, it wasn't your idea.
Well, and also start your own business, see how that goes.
Zotly, notly.
You might be successful. I mean, there's been a lot of spin-off people who've worked for other entrepreneurs and then become successful on their own.
Yep.
But yeah, it's a risk you take.
So we sit here and I'm like, wow, I just started a house renovation. I have a child who needs to go somewhere that isn't the homeschool that I have right around the corner that's free from my house. Although, I mean, push comes to shove, I don't know, maybe I'd sign up with her. Joking.
You could sell your house.
Yeah, we could sell my house. you know, like, it just, it. Now I'm like, wow, like, there's consequences to our business now, where before it was all fun and games.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sit here and I'm like, again, we have to, which is where we started, how do we flip a buck and make our passions into money?
Dude, I like that, flip a buck.
It is, it's literally, we were literally trying to make $100.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew much bigger than that, but now we sit here.
And we have to maintain that income because we've created a team.
And we have to flip bucks like nobody's business. We have to flip a lot of bucks to make things keep working, and we got to come up with ideas of how to do that.
Oh, shit, maybe we should go back on tour. No, you know, so many people, they go back on tour to make money.
Girl.
I know, that's crazy. I don't know.
That's why you don't stop touring.
Yeah.
That's why everyone keeps going, because it's an income. You know what?
We could take a big fat break
and then go back
and then come. I mean, we'll be old, won't we? No, I can't. I want to be a granny with you on stage. That would be so funny.
How long are we? Like 20 years?
No, like a year.
Oh, we're going to be old in a year and grannies in a year.
You know, my husband did tell me that one point when we were having a conversation that I don't communicate what we do. Like, he's like, I don't know when you're going away for something. You just started telling me you're doing all these things, but you don't tell me. I would appreciate knowing what you're doing, because you being away definitely affects our family and our life.
Whoa.
Exactly what I said. Whoa. So then he was like,
when was this? Recently?
It was right when I came home from Mexico. So if he's like, some communication to know, because I guess he feels like, same thing, there's no guarantee on your income. So it would be, if you say everything's okay and we're going to make money this way, let me know how you're going to do that.
Oh, but like, it, you mean it's like money now, not even just when you're away for like a weekend.
Like, kind of like our family feels you gone, so I have to know it's worth it, kind of thing, you know?
Whoa. So, but what about, does it go both ways?
Yeah, he's like, you know everything about my work.
No, but you often, he'll call him, like, I'm going to Detroit tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean,
a week.
Yeah, that's true. It's very, you know what? There's always.
No, I'm just saying, like, does it go both ways?
Yeah, I think his is just like, I want to know if you think that you're going to be consistently being successful and counting on it and asking for a bigger house and these things, I need to know that you're going to be making money to contribute. I need to know that. And the thing is that there's stuff we're doing, but I'm like, it takes so much time to explain it, you know, like the new thing that we're creating.
Right.
I'm like, ugh, like, do you really want to hear it? Does it matter? Like, I mean, it's fine. It's
and also, as here's the thing as entrepreneurs, you try things on to see if it works. Like,
and sometimes you want to try it, but you don't want to have to go and say, so then they're like, oh, it didn't work out. And you're like, well, that's why I didn't want to tell you, you know?
Right. So he wants to know how you're making money and where you're making money.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
So that he can count.
We don't even know that.
I know.
He want. Okay, wait.
Because he's like, you want to move to this house.
So he wants to know that you're like Venus Razors is sponsoring you for.
I guess he just wants to know that we're put in a situation that has longevity. We're building ourselves into a place that it can
Does have his longevity. Employer have the same thing?
I think at this point he does.
Really?
Yeah.
He'll
be there forever.
You should tell him this, though. No entrepreneur has any... No. Actually, no one in any position has...
Knows for sure. I mean, no one can lose their job at any time.
Nobody.
But in the way of you want the kids to go to school here, you want to move to this... But if your income no longer exists, is this available?
Honestly, this is life because that's what people do, right? Mm-hmm. Like that people do like, so do you put in X amount of money in your bank account so you can live that way for the amount of years? Or do you live like you can live now for the next 2 years? And then like, I don't mean house. I mean like all the other, like vacations. I can afford a vacation this year. Can we afford a vacation for 10 years? I don't know.
I know.
But this year, I can afford a vacation.
That's hard for traditional minds to grasp.
Oh my God, I can't believe you had that grown-up conversation.
I wasn't really having it. I was just kind of listening, and I was like, I don't know. And then I'm like, well, don't worry. We got everything in order. Like, I don't need any help. You know, I got this. Like what?
You said that. God, our husbands must have been talking.
And
about, like systems or something.
He's like what? And I'm like... Like, I'll tell you, just a bit tired right now.
Like, everything. Like
the things.
What?
Like, what do you...
Everything.
Because
okay.
I do believe that you and I will figure it out, but I can't put a guarantee on it.
Okay, here's the problem. There's two problems. Number one, he wants a stamp that will never exist. And it's like saying, even if you're married, you're supposed to be together forever. Is it forever? Nothing's forever.
No.
Like, you can put everything in place, but if you... Even I have a ring on my finger, but that doesn't mean we're not going to get divorced one day.
There's
like,
no guarantees
there's
on anything.
There's no guarantees. So if you want, unless you have a trust fund that is waiting with your name on it.
I want that.
If you have that, you have a guarantee unless you blow it all at once.
Yeah.
Number two, you and I don't work for money. We work because we love what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as that is the case, we're not trying to make money off of people. We love what we do, but we have these people behind us who are like, you can't go and do that without bringing something in.
Yep.
So we have to figure out how to bring something in so that they feel like it's such a catch-22 because they're like, you can't go do that for fun. You can't leave for fun, but you can leave if it's worth it for money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So now we have to be like, well, when I go away to X, Y, and Z, I bring home X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So that is worth, like, that's what it is.
100%.
And if that means
and
that
sometimes when we, if it was just up to us, we want to go and try something and maybe not
lose money.
And lose money trying it.
Vegas lost money.
Right.
You know, but we lost money.
We learned so much. Yeah, you know what Beachbody can do?
Go fuck themselves?
Yeah, I don't want it. You know what? I'm never going to get that Beachbody in your picture, so just go away.
Got it.
I mean, I might.
Mm-hmm.
But get out of my emails for now. I'm just trying to...
I think that's me.
All right, Beachbody.
Because I like working out.
Why do they call it Beachbody?
I don't know.
Why do you call it Cat and Nat?
Exactly.
I know.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
I don't know, Nat. I don't know what the answer is. All I know is that we sit here today and you and I are formulating plans for, well, you know, that new idea I'm obsessed with. Do you guys want to know what the new idea is?
Oh, my God. And you know what? Yet again, it's created based on a need that we had. And that is about following your instincts and just knowing if you need it, a lot of other people need it too.
So we had an idea and I was like, we need a private Facebook, we need a private website where moms of tweens and teens can go anonymously without their name, with a different username, and ask all the questions and get support as a mom navigating tweens and teen life, because you can't navigate it for them, but you don't know how to support them. It's a really tricky role.
And you don't have a lot of resources. And what we're going to do in this is that the two of us want to turn to experts for advice. So why not bring experts onto a live show with us inside the forum that's anonymous, and they can give us advice. And you know, someone just sent an email and said, I'm interested in this. I don't have anywhere near tweens, but why don't I start doing my research now?
Oh my God, genius.
That's so smart.
And we're trying to make it like, you know, anyone can join, but we want to make sure it's worth, because it's going to be, we're doing a soft lunch in December and it'll be $3.99. And then once we get it up and going and like get all the kinks worked out, it will get the price up to like $4.99 or $5.99. I don't know what it's going to be. It depends on how many experts we can get in, but think of it as like you can go and talk about your child without worrying about someone else taking that information and sharing it.
And if you don't want to say anything, either because, you know, you don't have anything to say at that moment, read other people's conversations, because you'll learn so much from. And we said, like, when our babies were little, there's so many resources for, like, baby sleeping, baby eating, baby crawling, all this stuff.
Yeah, tantrums.
Of a sudden, it's like, it's
biting.
So much conversation about it. And then they turn into tweens, and it's people, they don't want to air their dirty laundry, so they don't want to talk about it.
Because kids get mad.
Yes, and it's their life now.
Yeah. So we will have that anonymously, and also we're putting money to it, because the trolling that can happen is outrageous, and we are not about having people on there who don't really need it. And it's not about bashing people for what their kid's doing, because let me tell you, you think your kid is one bad mistake away from being in a place that you're not happy with, and you just haven't found out yet.
And this community has to be created where it's completely non-judgmental, and you kind of have to like you gotta check yourself before you say something, because people will have totally different perspectives on how to be between. And sometimes someone's gonna say, you know, I'm
an example, I'm okay with my 14-year-old having sex
or having sleepovers with their the girl sleep. I'm okay with his girlfriend sleeping over.
I'm okay with this, but I have this one issue and want to be able to talk about it. You're allowed to say what's going on in your life.
I had a friend who used to have sleepovers in grade 9 and with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God. Uh-huh. Like, would go away for the weekend. Uh-huh. Like, the boy would go up north with them for the weekend. Yeah. And I was like, actually, my brother slept over in high school.
Actually, I have a brother like that, too.
Who had sleepovers in high school?
I think they did. I think they did. But all the parents knew. But the thing is that might be so out of your world that you're like, oh my God, you're just asking for all this stuff. If that topic doesn't resonate with you, there will be other conversations where there's people like you.
Yeah.
But there's lots of people in every category, and this place is somewhere where you can literally vent about anything that's going on and ask for advice.
And get information on how to handle it. Like, really, that's shit. I have to tell you guys, like, it is, I can't wait to get it up and running, because I think the information that we can all share, and there's no...
I'm going to be obsessed with the comments on my topics.
I know.
Obsessed.
I know. It'll be really enlightening and something to think about, and, you know, to have experts weigh in.
And to have other people's perspectives, you know, outside of, like, your family or your friends whose kids are totally different than yours, and you're like, someone's like, you know, I'm going through that too, and then you get the advice. How did the advice work? How did you apply the advice? Like, all that stuff. How did your kid respond to what that expert said? It's going to be, but you know, so we're turning what we need into, we want to help other people, and there has to be a charge. But on a business side, this could be a very great model for us to get consistent passive income where, you know,
although we will be working it because we need it.
We'll be obsessed with it because it's our life, but it's a way that, you know, it's helping other people. So we feel good about it. It's offering like free, like sometimes like fucking like teen counseling from experts.
Yeah.
And
it's actually mom counseling.
Yeah. And then all of that. But we get to make money doing it as well.
I swear we should start like a marriage page too.
That'd be the juiciest shit I've ever read in my life.
Yep. But it's needed. Who can you talk to about your therapist
that
about?
That would be so good.
I know.
Because there'd be so many different things are happening inside of each and every couple.
Yeah, but there's usually a common,
when
way to communicate.
When can we start that up? I'd like to know.
Like, you can communicate, because how you can communicate, like, power struggles, and you know what?
I remember watching Oprah, and I remember, like, I was not married at all, and I remember them talking about all, like, relationships and marriage and all that, and I watched it. I was a kid, but I watched it, and it was so interesting, but the conversations were always, there was always, like, an expert being helpful on the topic.
Yep.
And making
that's what we're doing.
Normal.
We're a talk show online. Yeah, we're a talk show online, but they can also, when you're in the audience and you want to talk to them, you're able to talk to them.
Yeah, you don't have to put up your hand; the camera goes on you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah, I will tell you, it is the season of change for us. I can feel it. I see it. I'm like, I don't. It's interesting too, and I don't know if we're influencing each other or if it's supposed to be this way. Actually, no, because I'm the one who instigated this whole thing. If our daughters change schools at the same time, mm-hmm. the same year,
we're going to be going through so much together.
What a resource for them to have, because they'll both be the new kids out of school.
Perfect.
Without their support systems. Like, they won't have their crew. Like, even if, you know, they won't have their familiarity of someone every single day that they could count. Like, no doubt changing a school is going to bring bumps and bruises, right? Like, it's not going to be like, oh my God, this is so easy.
Nope. And you know what Taylor said to me? She said, every single person that I'm going to school with is going to a new school. Anywhere I go, I'm going to have to make new friends.
Oh, good for her.
Okay. But she goes, I need to base it on what will be good for my education.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. But then I'm like, that's true. She goes, so I can't be scared of having to make new friends because I'm going to have to do it anyway.
Well, she'll make new friends, no problem.
Oh, I know. But, you know.
The mind doesn't think that way. She'll be like, anyway. She's like, I just hope I find a friend.
Yeah. I think that they help at those schools find a friend. Do you know what I mean?
They push them to find new friends.
Yeah, meet each other, introduce yourself to someone new,
I'm not afraid of uncomfortable feelings. I think I'm actually afraid of, I'm afraid of being too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of comfortability. I'm less afraid of, like, side note, here's your mom truth. My children felt, my dog got an operation.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a cone on her head and stitches down her stomach.
Yeah, I heard the stitches on the inside, though, and it's just a red line. It's pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet. But two of them, so they felt uncomfortable with her pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, is she in pain?
Well, they don't, it, I mean, they don't know, but they don't, like, they took them to the vet, they said goodbye, Max is almost crying, she came back. Chloe was like, oh, like, nothing happened. Max is like, I'm scared, I don't want to touch her, I don't want to go near her, I'm afraid, like, was like, where do I pet her, like, didn't really want to go near her. And Olivia was like, Mom, and I was like, whoa, it's interesting that even this small thing in your life that's uncomfortable because she might be in pain, and you're, you feel empathy for her, it's really good, but you need to feel these uncomfortable, if you can feel these right now, it's only going to get more.
Like, this I just kind of felt like, I don't want to see something gross.
You, yeah.
They told me to look. I said no.
But that's also, I feel like I don't want to touch your chin.
Touch my chin.
No. That's also a feeling they need to deal with. But we've been through so much.
I know, yeah, yeah.
But if you love something so much and it gets in pain, you're like, oh, no.
I know.
Chloe was like, what's going on? Like, come on, Bo, let's get on and talk. Not just normal.
Wow.
And I was like, I wonder if it's like someone gets something different. It's like someone in your life gets sick and you don't know how to handle them anymore.
Apparently,
that's a thing.
Yeah, when some people get cancer, people don't know how to talk to them or what to say to them, so they avoid them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very common. And I kind of saw that with Bo.
Yeah.
They were kind of like, oh, God, I'd rather avoid it than have to deal with it. I'll pretend nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm really busy. I can't see you right now.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, point being, uncomfortable feelings aren't bad. Comfortable feelings are worse than uncomfortable feelings.
Yeah.
If your kid's having a rough go, they're probably going to be stronger in life.
Yeah.
100%.
And we never feel safe in our business, so we're always a little bit uncomfortable. What's coming next?
I just don't like having to put my money where my mouth is. I hate that feeling. But that's life. You know what? That's fucking life. You win some, you lose some. Hopefully you win more.
Mm-hmm. Gang.
We're going to be okay, Nat.
I know we are. I know you and I. You know, if I were to ask my mom, she would say, you two girls will always figure it out.
What's next? I hate that question when people ask. Before, we always knew what's next.
Yeah. Well, we do know what's next, actually. You're just not saying it.
A book?
Oh, yes. We're writing a book.
not allowed to say. You know what? I'm so over that. We're writing another book.
Yep.
It's going to be juicy.
It's going to be. Someone asked me what's the theme of it, and I told them. They're like, oh, my God, that's good. We're also creating some really cool curated weekends for women.
Oh my God. And if you're not a joiner, like if you're like, it makes me want to barf hanging out with a bunch of people I don't know. You can come in and hang out with your own friends or by yourself and come to a show and then peace out. Like you don't have to, it's not like we're doing a conference
where we're going to do like, not like a woman conference at
where you have to learn like a cheer, you know, it's like if you want to go
where we will not ask you to be mindful.
No,
we'll ask you to be the opposite of mindful.
Yeah.
Be crazy.
Like if you want to go to a pool party, we'll organize one for you. So you can be like, I've always wanted to do this, but I am too intimidated to try. I don't even know how to figure it out.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know where to go. Like, I don't know what to wear.
I want to go for dinner, but I don't know where to go for dinner.
And then another situation is for every single weekend away that we do, there will be a virtual aspect. So if you cannot make it, you can still be there.
I have to tell you, virtual VIP, which is something that we do, which is basically an online night out. And it's so different than everything else we do. It's one of my favorite things that we do.
I look forward to it no matter what.
Even when I'm so tired, I'm like, I can't wait. I love that we do new locations now. Nat and I have honest conversations.
I like
that. We go off the rails. We invite random guests and we do like, I usually get drunk, which is really fun because I can't get drunk often.
I like what you said. You know, and one thing that we knew we needed to do to keep it fresh for ourselves was different locations. And it actually makes it really fun because it's a fresh vibe every time.
It's a fresh vibe and we go there and we like sometimes it's a penthouse, sometimes it's Vegas, sometimes it's like we're going to be doing one in LA, we'll be doing one in London, England, and we try to bring you guys like to the place that we're at and virtually, and you win so many prizes and everyone gets a swag bag and shit, it's fun. That's my focus, okay?
Fine.
My focus is to make that even bigger.
VIP.
Yeah.
Good.
So go to catnat.ca and grab your tickets. It's $14.99, and let me tell you, you get what you get in your swag bag is digital like discounts and merch. So you get like a percentage off this, and it ends up being more. You get more off than your ticket.
Absolutely.
Right.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What are you screenshotting?
No, well, so we asked somebody where she got her outfit, and she told us.
Is it on Queen Street?
Yeah.
You know who owns that?
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
We got it. So
we have to go there.
Yeah, well, what are you doing to this afternoon?
You're going to bed, let's be honest. Right? Are you going to bed?
It's the only problem is I kind of need to get my nails done.
Ew.
Because there's someone in my house.
Oh, it makes sense now. God, I don't know how you lie down every day. I got into bed one day and I was like, I can't believe I have to get out of bed to go get kids.
Well, I'm there for a while. So,
like 2 hours?
Well, sometimes I just sit on my phone. Like
I know, but it's cozy.
I know. But then I'm kind of bored and I'm ready to get up.
It's cozy.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking one of the best things is like, so when I pick up TJ from school, and this is like, no, this is just like a personal observation. I'm so excited to see him. I act like a child. Like I get down on my knees so that when he can run to hug me, that he's not hugging my waist and he's hugging me there.
Yeah.
I sit at the thing and he hugs me like that. When my kids, they all still kiss me goodbye.
Yep. With purpose.
And then he goes, how come I can't kiss you on that side? And I'm so excited to see their faces every time. But a lot of kids and parents are really casual about the whole thing. It's like it's another fucking day. Like, you know, hey. And the parents just go to the kids just go to the parents and they just walk away, you know, and that's kind of normal. But I'm like, I love seeing their faces when I pick them up. Like in the crowd, I'm like, oh, there they are.
You're like, hey.
Yeah. It's like so exciting to see all their faces every time come out of the crowd. And then they
never thought about it.
I know.
And they run to you?
Tucker runs to me, mommy, in front of everybody.
That's really cute. That's very cute. Chloe goes, she sees me. She's not allowed to move until they raise her hand and they have to call her.
Does she have to point to her mom?
Yeah, she just sits there and smiles. And then she's like, mommy. But no, she doesn't run to me. And Max like, can we go home? Can we go home? Mom, can we go home? It's like his brain is like not because Olivia wants to like. And Olivia's like, hi, mom. She like walks in with her coat like this and then like just leans on me. Hi, mom.
Oh, my God. So cute. Oh, my God. It feels like Friday.
It's Thursday.
We're getting our hair done tomorrow.
Woo!
Guys, this has been a lot of information about parenting, about new business ideas, about income, about partners questioning your income, about the pressure to make money.
I'm not going to my husband's holiday party.
Okay, oh my God. I just can't even believe this.
Why? Is it like, are we getting divorced if I don't go?
He's not going to ever divorce you.
Right, but is it bad if I don't go?
I mean, you asked him that when we were out for drinks, and he said that it would be bad if you weren't there.
Well, but I think we're on a different page now.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, I think he's okay with it.
You convinced him.
Well, okay. First of all, I know not one person. Number two, he can't be with me. He leaves.
Where did you go when you bought that red dress?
To a wedding.
Right.
Okay. So I literally sit there by myself at the bar and I like everyone's talking and I'm like, I can't be like, hey, I'm Mark's wife. Who are you? I don't know who's the worker and who's the spouse.
Nobody comes up and talks to you?
Well, no. I know two people there, but they're the married couple. And my husband.
And you don't walk around holding your husband's hand?
No, he's everywhere. It never, and not one year have I gone, like, every year we go, I don't see him. I'm like, well, that was, like, it's kind of a joke. He's like, he always, like, I'm so sorry, like, because he has to go up and say things and do things, and then, you know, he plans a night. So
he's the MC.
The MC, the organizer, the contact person. So I go, and I'm like.
I mean, I really think they should have given you a plus one.
I agree. I'm gonna. I have to, like, I actually have to call him and be like, babe, I need you to be honest.
I
want to
see your husband in his element. I want to see the people that he works with. I want to see his parents. I want to see his sister.
She can't go either because she can't get a babysitter.
Well, you can talk to your brother-in-law. He's fun.
I get, but he doesn't want to babysit me. He wants to hang out with his friends from work.
I mean, I think it would be normal if you were there and people were like, oh, hi, you're Mark's wife. And then you would say, yes, and this is my wife, Nat.
Listen, I told him so, but he just laughed it off.
No. He said that would start a lot of rumors if I came as your date.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we already start a lot of rumors. If I'm not there, I mean, last year I busted home from the Today Show and made it.
Wow.
And I sat there by myself the whole time. And, like, how do you go and talk to people that, like, how do you break the ice with people, like,
How many people go to this thing?
Like 200.
Holy hell.
Maybe three. A lot of people.
What the shit?
It's got a big company.
You could go sit in a bathroom stall.
Right. For hours. That doesn't make sense, though. Why go? He can't talk to me there. So what's the point? He can talk to me, but it's like, hi, are you okay?
What does he say when they say, he says, when they say, oh, they say, where's your wife?
He could say the one of them had hockey or something.
Okay, I hope they're not listening to this, because now I'm oh. Hockey. Good one. Got it. Hockey. Perfect.
Well, he does have hockey.
I know. Exactly.
No, he really does.
No, of course he does.
Stop
no,
it.
I know. And, he has hockey. Ballet and all the things.
No, she has soccer and he has hockey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're busy. Too busy for that.
No, I just, it feels tricky for me to go when.
What does she do?
Like, isn't a holiday party supposed to go and you go hang out with your spouse and party and have fun?
Is there dancing?
No, I don't, like.
Wait, is there dancing?
No, I think people stay later and, like, because it's at a nice club. Like, it's at a club.
People dance?
Well, I don't.
Does anyone have affairs?
I don't. Well, it's a lot of men.
Huh.
But yeah, that doesn't mean much. So I don't know. You guys tell me, what's the protocol on holiday parties with your spouse?
Listen, you're not going.
I know.
Yeah, you took your hair out.
I know.
You're not going.
I love him. There's no issues. I actually think he's a great person. I just, the thought of going to do small talk, it makes me want to barf. And no one wants to talk to the boss's wife. No one wants to get drunk in front of the boss's wife. No one wants to, like, they have to be on their best. When you meet your boss as anything, you're on your, it's very limited conversation. It's not like, so.
Or they get so drunk and then they get the balls come talk to you.
Did you do anal last night?
Oh, dear. Where'd you get your earrings? Were they expensive?
Yeah.
That's why they're so pretty. Don't lose this.
You've said that twice now.
No, I know. I just wanted to know. They're from that store, right?
Yeah. What do I do? Just not go.
You're not going, so it doesn't matter what we say.
I love him, but I'm too tired.
I don't think not going.
Also,
you don't
my
love
puppy
him.
Had surgery.
Yeah, that's it. Our puppy had surgery.
She did, for real.
Yeah.
And I have to.
And she out. She busted through her cone, and she got a stitch open. So Kat's home recuperating it.
Oh, you know, I will tell you something. I tell you, Max had a meltdown the other day.
Why?
I have come to the conclusion that he doesn't get enough one time with me.
Uh-huh, because he gets a lot with his dad.
It's only the girls and me,
mm-hmm.
and never me.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, he was crying, he's like, I don't feel like myself, I don't feel like myself, I don't feel like myself.
Aww.
So I listened to him, and I was like, I said, do you want me to start doing more stuff with you? And he's like, I think I'm his anchor, and his anchor's not. He doesn't,
aww.
He's, you know what I mean? Like, when daddy's gone, he doesn't have me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to spend more time with my maxi pie. One-on-one. And I'm going to go have a nap. That's all she wrote. I'm hungry.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Like, I'm hungry.
No, I am hungry.
We ate at 10:30.
Exactly.
What are we going to eat?
Shit.
Think about it.
We got issues. And one of them is how much I need you.
I'm hungry.
Me too. I was thinking about food.
Fuck.
I was thinking a lot about food.
Fuck. Money and food and... We're on a budget and, oh, God, and holiday gifts and what am I going to buy people and...
I can just sit there tonight and order everybody's present and say I'm not doing anymore, but then I always end up buying more.
What do they need?
Nothing!
I know. It's so dumb.
It's wasteful.
It is wasteful. It's excessive. It's gluttonous.
Why don't we sit the kids down
and be like, guys,
Christmas is gluttonous. It's Santa, an old-fashioned tradition.
Santa's not real.
He's definitely not real.
It's mommy and daddy's wallet.
So would you rather get presents or
go on a vacation tomorrow? You could save a lot of money. Okay.
When are we going to Florida?
Dude, when do we have time to go? Right now, we're away.
My daughter goes. There was a question on her application. If there's and well, one country you wish you could go to, what would it be?
Florida.
She fucking said Florida. I go, dude, that's not a country.
Got it.
And please don't say that your dream is Florida.
Why? Mm-hmm. It's her happy place. Mm. Did she make a place up?
No, she. I always wanted to go to Paris.
Influenced by mom.
No, I don't want to go to Paris.
No?
No.
She wanted to go to Florida, poor thing. Now you made her go to Paris. Jesus. Jesus H, Natalie.
But you know what I did say on, because I said for her to answer it honestly?
Yeah.
They said, say some things you're good at.
What'd she say? Split.
She goes, I want to say organizing, but I don't want them to think I'm a freaky organizing person. I'm like, you kind of are, so put it down. So she said organizing. She said something else, and then she said, in TikTok videos. I'm good at making TikTok videos. I said, then put that down.
Oh my God, life. Oh, go fuck yourselves. We'll see you all over. If you want more information about the new website we're starting, a virtual VIP, come to catnat.ca. Hawsons.
We have a lot on our plates. I don't know if you guys can tell. Deep breath.
Hawsons.
Let's go eat.
That's why my brain feels fuzzy.
Yeah. It's a lot.
We need something.
A lot. It's food we need.
Food, right?
Food. The onion rings didn't quite cut it at 10:30.
Bye.